This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Opening this weekend and continuing through June in locations all around the city is Currents 2013, Santa Fe's fourth annual International New Media Festival. The celebration of 21st century technologies for creative expression brings to Santa Fe artists from across the United States and around the world. With us this morning is one of the presenters of Currents 2013 from Santa Fe's Parallel Studios, artist Frank Ragano. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Spencer.
Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me here.
Now, when we say new media, we're talking about creative expression through digital technology.
Exactly. You have it, yeah. Art that is created with digital technologies and tools as a form of expression. There's several different styles of work. One would be just straight video, where people will sit and they'll watch, say, a short 5-minute video, and there'll be several on a loop or projected on the wall. Then there's what's called video installations, an environment or a sculptural set in a way that's created by the artist that involves video. Or it can involve other kinds of digital technology. We have one piece that is an audio installation where you go in and it's interactive. And when you move into the space, it makes a sound based on your presence. And as you move, the sound changes. But as another person comes in, another sound is picked up. So you begin to create a chorus of sounds with the different people that are moving in the space. So there's that. There's the interactives. Like we have a piece, big piece of spandex, 8x8, called Firewall. When you push your hand into the firewall, it creates these fire images, moving electric images, and also alters the audio. You create audio and image through touching the spandex and pushing into it. So wow. These are interactive installations. Then also there's multimedia performances. Then there's IAIA, the Institute of American Indian Arts, where there's a 20-foot immersive dome, which will have pieces showcased on the dome. This year, fortunately, IAI is very far out of town. It's hard to get people out there. So for the opening weekend, we have shuttles every hour going back and forth starting at 1:15 from the rail yard and bringing people back and forth.
Terrific. Well, let's talk about this opening weekend because there's a lot going on. And in a sense, it's a microcosm
what's
going on in the festival. Give us an idea of one or two of the things that will be happening.
Well, opening night is a big one. Our openings are rather unusual. We go from 6 to midnight. El Museo Cultural is the main exhibition, which is on the rail yard in Santa Fe. So there'll be the main exhibition opening, but in the rail yard, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design is putting on outdoor projected videos on the buildings in the area. Warehouse 21, which is across the street from us, is the youth center, has videos on the building, where there'll be a young man, and he has a fog machine in there, and he's creating architectural forms with projectors in the fog that you can walk through. Meow Wolf, which is a local collective up there, will be DJing, and so there's all kinds of things going on outside. Mm-hmm. Inside, we'll have a performance that'll be repeating several times over the evening by Miwa Matrejek. She's an animator. She created this animation. She interacts with the video via her silhouette. She's like this huge figure moving through this landscape, and it's magical. It's totally beautiful.
Frank, there were a lot of people who applied to be a part of the festival. What were your criteria for who you chose?
We like things to move people in some way. And so there's that kind of technical mastery, but also the emotive power to move people or to make people think. These are very important things because we get families, we get all kinds of people, and then we get across all demographics, and that's how we want it. We don't want people to feel intimidated when they come in. It depends on how you present work. And the way we present, we create a bit of a wonderland. So they're seeing the latest in 21st century art, but they're not intimidated by it. That's really one of our principal goals, really.
Frank Ragano, along with Mariana Amster of Parallel Studios, presents Currents 2013. The Santa Fe International New Media Arts Festival begins tonight and continues through June 30th at locations throughout the city. All events are open to the public without charge. For information and a schedule, go to currentsnewmedia.org. Frank, wishing you great success with the festival.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.